Coach, final duel of the semester, and it's a sweep over UMass, including a thrilling women's win at the end. Just give your thoughts, please, on the team's performance today.
Yeah, really proud of them. Really proud of how they showed up. Every single race, there was a race. They were intentional. They stuck to their plans. They came together as a team really well, too, which was what we've been talking about. So it was great to just see it happen, you know, when the lights were on and we were in the meet.
Just walk me through the mindset that you had, especially after the second break, when you had the 200 IM, the 400 free relay. How did the women really come together to keep the team rolling and eventually get the win?
Yeah, good question. You know, it's that fine balance of, all right, where are we with the score? Where are we with the meet? But also, what can I actually control with that, right? And that's your race, your dives, your performance. So as soon as diving wrapped up, we like ran over to see how it went. Divers did an amazing job. I think that gave them a nice confidence boost heading into those final two events. But, you know, the IMers in particular, I talked to a few of them before, and there were some nerves, and it was like, just fight. Stay in your lane, but fight. Swim your race, but fight. You know, it's not about the time that's going to show up at the end. It's just about, you know, fighting every single yard of this swim. So that you just feel proud after, no matter what the outcome is. So it's kind of what the mindset is just control what you can control, and know that you're putting forward a plan that no matter what the outcome, you're going to be happy and you're going to be proud of yourself.
And then also Haley Newman had three individual wins for the Terriers. Can you describe how Newman and some of the other team captains for this team have also uplifted the team spirit?
Yeah. You know, we've had great leadership on both the men's and the women's side this year. I think on the women's side in particular, Haley has stepped into that role as a junior, just as an upperclassman. She is very versatile, as you could tell by winning the two fly, the 100 free, and the 200 IM today. So it's just fun to watch her swim and to translate the things we see in practice into the pool, and to be able to, you know, flex some of that versatility. And I think, you know, our women's captains, Stella, Sasha, and Sophia are just like, they're masters of consistency. They show up, they do the work, they do it well. They take care of themselves outside of the pool. And they lead by example in many ways. But then I think they also do a really good job of supporting their team, supporting the women, you know, helping them feel confident in what they're doing too, right? And not totally, you know, panicking maybe if something doesn't go to plan, but just being like, nope, like, let's go back to our routine. Let's go back to the things we know we need to do, and stay kind of cool, calm, and collected, and just like focus on the job at hand.
And then talking about the freshmen, not just for the women, but also for the men, you had Katie Pestrichelli, who got the distance sweep in the 500 and the 1,000. And then for the men, you had Giovanni, who got the 500 and the 1,000 win as well. So how have the freshmen overall as a roster contributed to the success of this team, not just in this meet, but also for the season so far?
Yeah, they are, they're awesome. They're about a third of our team. We have 19 first years. We have 60 total. So it's a pretty sizable group. They bring great energy. They bring great enthusiasm. They're also like pretty talented, so that always helps. But they want to be here. They want to work hard. They want to push the team forward, and they want to contribute. And I think you see that showing up in the results is like they want to be scoring points for the team. They want to be showing up for the team. And they do that every day in practice. Like they come in and they just rip, and it's really, really fun. There's a lot of challenges coming with starting in college. Our first years are not immune to those. But I think they've been a really resilient group of like when something doesn't go to plan, you know, they can course correct pretty quick. And I think that's thanks to our great leadership on the team.
And then looking ahead, we have the biggest meet in the semester, the Terrier Invite. Going to have a lot of teams there. What is the mindset? What's the training looking like as we get closer to that meet?
Yeah, so it's exciting that we get to host that meet in our home pool. Got a couple weeks of preparation left for it. You know, that will be the kind of culminating championship experience for the fall semester. And I think, honestly, the mindset is like, just keep getting better. What can we do to get better? What can we keep doing to improve? Each of these meets is just, you know, pieces of information that we get to analyze after and make some tweaks here or there. Really do some reflection on how we're showing up as a group, how we're supporting one another, how we're cheering, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think at Terrier, the goal is, like, be the best we've been so far. right? That's kind of always our goal as we go from meet to meet. But I think with prelims finals formats, more relays, more opportunities, everyone's getting more swims, 3 days, you know, it's just, there's just more. So that's just going to be even more exciting if we're at our best.
Anything else you like for me to know that you haven't mentioned yet?
I would just say there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff going on with this team where we're really proud of them. I mean, they're killing it in the classroom. They're killing it in the pool with their training. They're killing it in the weight room. They've been grinding really, really hard. And when I step back a little bit and really think about where we're at as a group in the beginning of November, it's really exciting. They're just doing a really good job and super proud of them and really excited to see what they're going to do at the Terry Invite in a couple weeks.